Hi, this is John Nichols. I write about politics for The Nation magazine. And frankly, politics in most of America is a mess. But it gets better in some places because people have the information to cut through the spin. In Portland and throughout Oregon and this region, you've got KBOO. And KBOO gives you the information to cut through the spin, to get to the reality, and to speak truth to power.
Tune in Saturday, February 14th for our membership drive, Bluegrass Marathon. From 9 to 5, we'll have bluegrass music and live performances by New Blue, The New 5 Cents, Holler Bodies, Mountain Honey, The Puddle Town Ramblers, and String Style, all playing live in studio. That's Saturday, February 14th, from 9 to 5, 8 hours of bluegrass music here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Hello, my name is Del. I'm with the Bread and Roses Collective, and I want to let you know that radio changed my life. 5 years ago, when a friend invited me to volunteer for community radio WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana, I had no idea that I would ever consider pursuing a master's degree in multimedia journalism and starting a career as a community journalist. Community radio has changed my life, and on this World Radio Day, I want to celebrate radio. Join me and donate to KBOO now.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Please call 877-500-5266 to show your support for KBOO today. Breakfast was provided by Helzer's on Alberta, serving the community since 2004, using family recipes and local ingredients, serving breakfast every day starting at 7 a.m., located at 1538 Northeast Alberta Street. Lunch was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast MLK Jr. Boulevard. Committed to using local and organic ingredients, breakfast served every day, all day, and lunch on weekdays. Dinner was provided by Pambiche, a Cuban restaurant serving Cuban Creole cuisine and Cuban cocktails, located at 2811 Northeast Gleason, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Welcome to Bread and Roses. Bread and Roses is a collective of women-identified radio activists bringing you feminist news and public affairs programming every Friday at 6 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM. Women have had this forum on KBOO since 1978. Woo! That's 37 years, folk. Think about what this means when you make your tax-deductible donation to KBOO today. The number to call, 877-500-5266. The Bread and Roses Collective always welcomes new collective members, no experience necessary. So if you would like to host, produce, or engineer with us, you can contact KBOO Volunteers Manager. volunteer@kboo.org is her email. You can also find us on the web, kboo.fm. facebook.com/breadandroses. There you can listen to past shows, share comments or show ideas, and you can also like us on Facebook. We are KBU Bread and Roses. Well, I am one of your hosts this evening, Delphine Crescenzo. Our engineer is Brooke, and I have the immense privilege to be co-hosting this evening with new Bread and Roses Collective member, Pamela Santos. Pamela, welcome to the collective.
Thank you so much. Of course, it's Friday the 13th, so it's a good day. Well, you know, it's as if I don't know. This is the perfect day for me to be welcomed into the collective, so thank you very much.
Well, I'm so happy to have you. Yay.
Okay, so tonight on Bread and Roses, we have a very timely conversation about love and dating. In case you forgot, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I totally forgot. We welcome the creators of a new local produced zine called Lifestyles Unlubricated. Lifestyles Unlubricated is a Portland-based anthology of single women's writings based on real-life exchanges in the nude, metaphorically speaking. It is unapologetic, raw, and real. Volume 1, an edition of 100 zines, includes essays by 10 Portland women ranging from mid-20s to mid-40s. Lifestyles Unlubricated is intended to be absorbed as both an art object and a poignant commentary on Portland's dating scene.
Mm-hmm. And you can actually get a free copy of Lifestyle Unlubricated tonight when you become a KBU member, renew your membership, make a one-time donation, or increase your current monthly donation during this show. There are only 5 copies available for grabs during the show, so don't wait and call now 877-500-5266. All right, well, to talk more about Lifestyles and Lubricated, we're joined in the studio by the creators of the zine, Ali Gradisher, Leslie Vigent, and also one of the editors, Kylene Hansen. Ali Gradisher is an artist and photo maker based in Portland, Oregon. She received her MFA in Applied Craft and Design through the Pacific Northwest College of Art and Oregon College of Arts and Craft. Over the last 2 years, Ali has spent time as artist residencies located in Iceland and Germany, and she's also been a guest lecturer at the Museum of Contemporary Craft. She teaches cyanotype photography and alternative photographic technique in Portland, Oregon.
So we have Leslie Vigent. Leslie is an artist living and working in Portland, Oregon, using the Western construct of femininity as her base. Leslie's work tampers with ways to communicate dualities of the self, strength and vulnerability, reality and desire, sex and death. She received her MFA in Applied Craft and Design from the Oregon College of Art and Craft and the Pacific Northwest College of Art. Leslie has exhibited across the United States and has received several awards for her work.
And finally, we are also joined by Kylene Hansen, who is a writer, editor, and educator. She writes and consults regularly on creative projects that engage and build community. She teaches interviewing for film and radio at Northwest Documentary and contributes regularly to regional arts publication. She's former managing editor of Untitled Magazine and is currently developing a dinner and discussion series around literature and geography. Welcome, all of you, to Bread and Roses, and welcome back for Ali and Leslie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, just to start us off, how about you tell all of us about your friendship and how you came up with the idea for the zine?
Ali?
Well, we all went to school together, and I think, you know, as women, we talk a lot about, you know, our personal lives, mm-hmm. and kind of more of like in like a confessional sort of sense. So we were all just kind of talking about this like this past summer and catching up and, you know, seeing what we were all up to. And we just decided that we really wanted to do something about it and write about it and share it with people. So, yeah, I don't know. We all just kind of, we do this a lot. We get together. The three of us hang out a lot. And so it just seems sort of like a natural thing to do.
And so, Lifestyles Unlubricated, a very clever name. What's the story behind it? How did that came about to be the name for the zine, Leslie?
I got it.
She's excited about that.
Well, I think that this, the name came out of one particular conversation that Allie and I had together. It was the first Thursday. We were in the Pearl District. We were had gone to a bunch of art openings together, and then we're just kicking it at a bar afterward. And the whole thing just spilled out. It just kind of came undone. And we'd been talking about this thing. I had been on a residency during the summer, and we were just dishing the dirt together. And then we were like, man, we should just write this down. Like, this is a great story. Like, why don't we... why don't we document this? You know, we're artists, are always like, how can we make this into a thing?
Some sort of project.
And it was like, we left the bar. So many stories start that way, perhaps. And we're walking, and we saw a used Lifestyles condom wrapper, like a ripped open wrapper on the sidewalk. And we were like, oh my God, that's it. It is about Lifestyles. Like, it is about life choices and realities and hardships and triumphs. And
condoms.
And condoms.
And hopefully, if you're smart, condoms. Yeah. And then Colleen is just awesome, an amazing editor, an amazing writer. She, like you mentioned, I don't remember what the name of your position was with Untitled.
Untitled magazine.
But it just made so much sense to bring Colleen in on this project. We were just like, who else?
Yeah, she has so many like pivotal ideas for this zine that it would not have been what it is without her wonderful guidance.
I think I'm lucky in that I got to come in halfway almost. So Allie and I get together every week to work. Usually we end up just chatting, which is
work
exactly. In a way. But she would catch me up every week on what progress she and Leslie had made. And I think that having a slightly removed perspective, got to notice patterns and notice themes that Leslie and Allie were so close to that they were muddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's really, really helpful. That's like really what made the zine, I think, as special as it is having sort of like this, third pair of eyes, because Leslie and we're in it, you know, like all the time. You know, it's hard to step back and be like, oh, this might not make sense, or we just need to do something different. Mm-hmm. And bringing in Colleen when we did, it's just really pretty pivotal, I think.
Well, we are talking about Lifestyles Unlubricated on Bread and Roses this evening. We are joined right now by Leanne and Jackie. Leanne, another member of the Bread and Roses Collective, and Jackie Malmstrom, host and producer of Rose City Native Radio. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What a fantastic show. Very timely.
Yes.
I love when Bread and Roses features writings on the air, giving women a forum to, as they, our guests say tonight, share their personal lives, realities, hardships, and triumphs.
Oh, yes. And, well, it's just good to get a voice out there.
Exactly. It's like, it's at the root of feminism as well.
Life is unlubricated, and you need to take that seriously sometimes.
Please call us tonight.
Yes.
If you're enjoying this forum every Friday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Call us and show your support. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO.
And tonight, from 6 to 7, you can double the impact of your donation without any extra money out of your pocket. How, you ask? Well, a generous anonymous donor has made a very generous offer to match the next $250 in donations called in during Bread and Roses. So call in now with your $20 donation, your $5 donation, $15 donation. Help us reach that goal to have that donation doubled. Make a difference. Double the impact of your gift by calling 877-500-5266 right now.
Or you can donate online on the KBOO website, kboo.fm. Make an online donation. We just received online donations from Patrick from Battleground.
Thank you, Patrick.
Stan in the Northeast.
Woo-hoo,
and Elaine,
Stan.
Lake Oswego.
Elaine.
Matthew in the Southeast. All of them donated last hour using our website. It's very easy. Mm-hmm. You just click on the tip jar in the upper right corner, KBOO.FM. Show your support for Bread and Roses on the air since 1978.
Yes, indeed. And as Delphine stated before, if you call in for your $60 membership pledge, you can get a copy of this wonderful zine, Lifestyles Unlubricated. And we have only 5 copies available, so call now, 877-500-5266. Again, that is for your $60 membership pledge. You can get a copy of Lifestyles Unlubricated and read the amazing stories of women from Portland and their wonderful experiences in the Portland dating scene. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Back to you, Delphine.
Thank you so much, Jackie, and thank you, Leanne. We are here with Ali, Leslie, and Colleen, and we are talking about the zine. I'm very curious about, you described a little bit the concept. If you could go a little bit more in detail about that and talk about what you intended the experience to be, because it's a zine. So tell us, it's not just the essays, but it's also the art that you guys put into it. So talk a little bit about that and what you expect people to experience through reading it. Leslie?
I think that our biggest hope is that people can relate to the zine. I think that relatability and inevitably, community is the biggest thing that we're going for. We hope that people find humor in it. Absolutely. It's definitely absurd and humorous and honest. Some of the things are a little bit heart-wrenching. I have a sister in New York, and whenever we talk about dating or different experiences that I'm having, sometimes she'll say, I'm just so sorry that you don't know that you deserve that or whatever. Like, I'll just be like, oh, I'm so excited that this happened. And she'll just be like, man, I'm just so sorry that you don't know that you deserve that. And I think that a lot of people feel like that. I think that a lot of people are surprised when somebody asks them out or when somebody says, I think you're beautiful or I find you attractive or I love you or whatever it is. I think that for some reason, I don't know if it's in Portland or if it's generational, but I think that we're often very surprised by that. And I think part of this scene was to show people that you're not alone, that you're not wrong or broken, that this thing happened to you, or that you enjoy this thing, whether it's in the bedroom or whatever. I think that so many people find shame in, can I say sex?
Yeah.
Okay, in sex. I wasn't sure. Can I say sex?
Okay. We're talking about sex.
Intercourse. I think that so many people, you know.
My friend calls it coitus.
Coitus. Mm. In coitus.
The vanilla kind, it's coitus.
Yeah.
But so much of this was to help not only the readers, but the writers to find confidence in themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's also significant that it's a zine, mm-hmm. and that it's not a finished book with a formal binding, that it's not a blog, that it's not a series of posters, that it's this thing that is associated with something that's produced underground or produced because people care passionately about it, mm-hmm. not because it's been labored over for years and years and years and been through yeah. 6 different editors. That it's there was a single sort of grammatical editing pass and a few places where we tightened up some phrases, but it wasn't, these are these women's voices. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is as close to real and honest as I think Leslie and Ali could make it.
And I kind of maybe in a little bit off topic, but I think because of the timeline for this, that's really like, you know, we wanted to do this. I think it speaks to like how raw and how real the, you know, like the stories are and the mm-hmm. zine is. And we just wanted to, I don't want to say, like, we didn't get it done as quickly as possible, but we wanted it to be, like, the process of it was very, if something worked, we ran with it. And I think that a lot of that, I think that also speaks to a lot of the essays that are in it. And, you know, there were a lot of times where either, like, I debated about what kind of essay I was going to write, or, like, you know, Leslie debated about what kind of essay she was going to write. And I'm sure all of our other contributors were the same way, but I think in the end we just said, you know what, like this feels right, we're just going to do it. And And I think in that way, it really just speaks to the honor of like what we wanted to do with the scene, because I think that if we just like hemmed and hawed over like every little bit of it, then it just kind of maybe would not have captured the spirit of like, we want to get this done and we want it to feel authentic, you know, to everyone that's even contributed or, yeah.
Just to add on to that, we wanted to just do what made us feel good. We just rolled with what made us feel good. And I think that that is also really akin to dating. Mm-hmm. You know, you just like, this feels good. I'm going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not all the time.
Metaphor. Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. Hopefully. Ideal kind.
Best case scenario.
Yeah.
Just even getting more into the kind of essays and definitely the women behind them. Can you talk a little bit about who they were, you know, the women who wrote it and what kind of experiences they were describing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of, well, the women in this zine, there's kind of a few common threads between all of them. And one of them is that they're all incredibly strong and accomplished and really articulate and very, each one of them knows themselves, you know? And I think that that is something that I think every woman strives for, but not necessarily, like, obviously it takes a long time to, like, know yourself, but it's somehow, we got really lucky in that way, because every single one that we've met, and there's a few that, you know, we literally just met, like, in a bar that night. We were just, like, talking about the zine, and they had overheard what we were saying, and we're like, wait, are you single? Like, hey, do you want to contribute to this thing? And they were like, oh, my God, you're going to be, like, actually doing something about this? Like, yeah, I totally want to get in there. So, and each one, I feel like, really has their own sort of spin on a different part of the relationship, of any relationship, which I think is really important. It kind of goes from, you know, like the initial butterflies that you might feel with someone to, I don't know, like more like wistful versus more heartbreak and just like, or want, you know, like what they actually want. So,
we are talking about lifestyle and lifestyles and lubricated. You know, an incredible piece of art, an incredible testimony, and we would like to encourage you to call KBOO Contribute so that you can get a copy this evening. Leanne and Jackie are joining us right now with more details.
Yes, indeed.
Great show.
Yeah, you're listening to a wonderful show, Bread and Roses, here on KBOO Portland Community Powered Radio. We would love to hear from you with your pledge donations. You can give us a call at 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. And did you know, for this show right now, for until 7 p.m., you can double the impact of your donation without any extra money out of your pocket. Leanne, can you tell them how they can do that?
Yeah, a generous anonymous donor has made a very nice offer to match the next $250 in donations called in during this specific show, so you can double the impact of your money.
Yes.
Bang for your buck. Call 877-500-5266 right now. That's 500-KBOO. Or click the tip jar online at kboo.fm. Our guests tonight are talking about the aim, the intention of this zine, Lifestyles Unlubricated, is to create community so people out there don't feel alone, that they're not broken and deserving what they're getting. And that's what KBOO brings to all of us, a sense of community. And like in the zine, women talking to women, hipping them to things and helping them find their boundaries, KBOO does that for us every single day.
Mm-hmm.
What's really happening and help you navigate it. Show your support. That's no small task. And they volunteer powered doing it every day.
Yeah. For your $60 minimum pledge, you can get a copy of this amazing zine, Lifestyles Unlubricated. We only have 5 copies available, so make the call now, 877-500-5266, or you can donate online at kboo.fm. Again, the people power this station. People like Marta Lang, who KBOO would like to thank. KBOO would definitely like to thank Marta Lang for coming in today and giving our volunteers and staff chair massages. Marta has been practicing massage for 10 years, and in the Portland area, her treatments range from gentle to deep. So please check her out at martalange.com. That's martalange.com. And give us a call with your pledge of $5 a month, $6 a month. That adds up yearly to $60 for $5 a month, $72 a year for, my math is bad, $72 a year for $6 a month. So whatever you can give, please call us now at 877-500-5266.
You know, that Marta Lang is an example of how the community loves KBOO and wants to give back in any way that they can. Her way is massage. Get some ideas out there, other masseuses. We can always welcome that.
Cough, cough.
But if you're not a licensed masseuse,
yes,
please call us now. Donate your money. It's very simple. Many forms you can do it that are affordable to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it tonight, $60, you'll get a copy of this zine we're hearing about tonight,
yes.
Lifestyles Unlubricated. Call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO.
And everyone who calls in will be entered into a sweepstakes we're having right now with a $300, we have $300 in gift certificates for the Portland Saturday Market. The Portland Saturday Market is celebrating 42 years of American arts and crafts, freshly prepared foods with an international flavor and local music every Saturday and Sunday, March through Christmas Eve. Plus, you can even learn Tai Chi with the Taoist Tai Chi Society of the USA. You will receive one gift certificate good for 4 months of beginning Tai Chi class at a Portland area branch of the Taoist Tai Chi Society of the USA. During that time, you'll learn 108
moves
of the Taoist Tai Chi set. That's a lot of moves.
That's a lot of moves.
Yeah, so all you got to do is call and make a pledge of however much you can. But everyone who calls in and makes a pledge will be entered in this sweepstakes. The drawing will take place on the 25th of this month at 10 a.m. at KBOO, located here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. So definitely check that out today and tomorrow. Tomorrow will be your last day to enter. So make the call now, 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Help support the voices of women here in Portland and internationally. And, women-powered radio with Bread and Roses, with the amazing volunteers that put this show together all the time, the amazing collective here. So without further ado, we will get back to the amazing Bread and Roses show.
And we're back. Thank you so much, Leslie and Jackie. We're actually feeling like we have a little crick in our necks. We probably need a masseuse possibly at this time. But we're very relaxed talking about Lifestyles Unlubricated with Ali, Leslie, and Killeen. We're going to actually get back to... I'm just going to get right into it now. The theme, or a theme, that came through in a few of the essays was that of sexual fulfillment. With all the outlets on the internet, social media, or even in physical real-world spaces, do you think there are enough spaces for women to talk about their sexuality and to be positive and judgment-free about it?
I've been thinking about this, and I think that maybe it's not about spaces. Maybe the term spaces is even too limiting. I think that the goal is that all people, not just women, can talk about sex mm-hmm. openly and without judgment. And I think that this is a theme that we're seeing right now. I think that this is part of Lifestyles Unlubricated is just hopping onto a greater conversation that's already happening. Mm-hmm. Lena Dunham, Amy Poehler, I think that the Girls of Broad City, there are a lot of people right now doing this, and it's not new in a way. I mean, I think in terms of pop culture, Sex in the City, and obviously like going politically, like the feminist movement, you know, in the 70s or whatever, mm-hmm. 60s. But I think that what's happening right now is maybe I'm not sure if it's like a generational or a regional difference, but I think that equality is the main goal here. And I don't think it's even about spaces per se. I think that women should be able, and everybody should be able, to talk about these things without judgment all the time. And this scene is just kind of one small vehicle for that conversation.
Mm-hmm. And I think with this scene, there's a number of essays that touch on different spaces. I mean, there's a lot of people, obviously, who do online dating. And there's, I would say, let's see, how many contributors? Well, there's one contributor in particular who writes a lot about online dating. Mm-hmm. And her frustrations and her observations about that. And I think that this zine has been a really kind of great, maybe creative outlet for her to talk about her experiences that maybe she probably shares with her girlfriends just like in private. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we wanted to create that sort of thing for women. And yeah, I think like Leslie said, I think that sometimes like spaces aren't necessarily, you know, spaces could be anywhere. It doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily have to be on online dating. It could be mm-hmm. anywhere. But I think that, yeah, it is something that's coming up a lot more, I think, just in general with pop culture. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and thank you, Leslie, for talking a little bit about the history of women have been trying to create those safe spaces.
Yeah.
Kind of, but unfortunately, they're not, you know, as readily available as maybe we wished, you know, especially in a kind of confessional kind of way.
Yeah, or in an open way. Mm-hmm. I just was talking with a acquaintance friend of mine who has, this is kind of convoluted, but I'm going to get there in a second. His girlfriend's daughter is a queer person mm-hmm. in high school, and she was talking about growing up in Portland. She was talking about being in all these groups and all these clubs, and she was kind of like, yeah, whatever, like we're kind of bored with it. And this friend of mine was like, isn't that the goal? Isn't that like the purpose? Like what everybody's aiming for is to be at this point where like we're bored with the conversation, not in like a passe way, but in a way that like we all are on the same playing field mm-hmm. and we all get it, and we're all just like, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. everybody's equal, yeah, I get it, what, mm-hmm. what's next? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was kind of funny like hearing them talk about this mm-hmm. and I mean, we were laughing a lot mm-hmm. and it's somebody that opens up sometimes if we're not like super tight buds, where this is the kind of conversation we have all the time. But I think that that is the goal, and these kind of forums, or even thinking of it as women as minorities and all of those sorts of things yeah. are just so bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just something that we should even think and talk like that anymore.
I think I'll contradict that in a little bit, or nuance it by saying that I don't think sameness or equality equates to sameness, or yeah, that should be not. What we exactly. should be aiming for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that I appreciate most about this project, about the Lifestyles Unlubricated zine, is the flavors of mm-hmm. perspective on yeah. the same issue. There are mm-hmm. multiple people talk about online dating, and they talk about it differently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Multiple people talk about foreign love experiences, and they talk about it differently. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's the value, or if we go back to the question about where there's spaces to talk about things, that the moment, the sort of mental space of these women pausing to articulate what they're trying to say, or what this gut instinct they've been trying to yeah. to put words to, mm-hmm. I think that's the real creative act yeah. and win mm-hmm. of this project.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I think in particular, the piece that the zine closes on mm-hmm. is so strong because mm-hmm. it's a list of things she wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we so rarely do I tell myself what I honestly yeah. want, and build on things that just build a list of things yeah. I won't compromise on. Mm-hmm. And yeah. it's great that we ended there.
Yeah, it's kind of like a very mm-hmm. brave act to be really bold with your wants, your desires, and mm-hmm. how you're going to fulfill them and what you're not going to settle on.
And we thought for a minute about actually reading this list, but there were some inappropriate things that she wanted that we could not, not that they are inappropriate for her, just for radio reading.
Yeah, just not good on the radio.
Yes. And another topic that I really want to look at is also the one of anonymity. You know, you only use first names, and we had a short conversation preparing for the show, talking about confidentiality and having this conversation, etc. Talk a little bit about the importance of that confidentiality and honoring that, kind of having an anonymous confessional for women.
Yeah, I mean, Leslie and I really talked about this a lot throughout this entire project, but even just before, you know, preparing for the show. And I mean, I think both of us really, obviously our names are on it. So, you know, anonymity is not going to pertain to both of us, but I think it really comes down to a level of comfort and a level of really just at what point you're in your life in order to share that. Because, you know, again, like there are things that these women share that are so deeply personal and borderline, you know, like really, really brave of them to confess to the world. Gotcha. And, you know, that's, I think that, I have so much respect for that, and I also respect the fact that they're not ready yet to completely, you know, put their entire name out there. But I think that it's just, it's where you're comfortable with. And I think that, again, you know, like, we've been working on this for about 6 months now, and it took me the full 6 months to really own the fact that my name is going to be out there and that I am going to be owning what I'm writing out there. And I think that, just for me personally, that's given me a lot of confidence, a lot of empowerment, and a lot of direction in what I want from someone or what I want in a relationship.
Mm. Yeah. Anybody wants to comment on that?
Well, I do have to ask, though, once it's out and you get your name out there, and then you're going to be...
Yeah, you can't
dating.
Get back.
Dating.
Well, it's kind of funny because someone bought a zine yesterday that I've had a crush on for the last like 4 months, and it was kind of that point where he's in it. I write about him. He's, you know, he's in there at some point, but I just kind of was like, you know, when he first initially told me that he wanted to buy the zine, I was a little bit like, I don't know about that, you know. But since then, I'm just been like, you know what? That's the whole point, you know. Like, we're so afraid to be vulnerable and really express our feelings to someone. And while I'm not, you know, fully confessing my love to this person, because that's not what it is at all, and I'm not ready to be in a relationship, but I think... having someone see me in that moment, I think, is pretty important. So, yeah, can't take it back. And I'm proud of that, I should say.
I think that we should give you a round of applause for your courage.
Well, yeah.
Thank you. We're talking about Lifestyles and Lubricated. I'm very excited to be co-hosting with Pamela this evening. She's joining the Bread and Roses Collective. We are about so much here at KBOO and on the Bread and Roses Collective. And Leanne and Jackie are here to tell you why you should donate and be part of this KBOO family.
Hi, thanks, Delphine.
So, why should you be a part of this family? Well, we bring you the amazing perspectives of local women like you've just been hearing with this zine and selling a zine to your crush with a little blurb or two about them. that takes a lot of courage. I take my hat off for, you know, having the courage to do that. But we bring all kinds of perspectives from, you know, people all around the world and all over Portland. So you're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else. You're not going to hear this on the commercial radio stations. This is 100% people powered radio. So please give us your call with your membership donations. $20 a month gets you an amazing KBOO hoodie. It's black. It has the KBOO logo on it. It has a powerful looking radio tower with lightning bolts and stars, and it looks really, really awesome. These things have been selling like hotcakes. So get yours now at calling 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Or if you want, you can be awesome like Luna, who came into the station and donated and took a tour and saw how we do what we do so well here at KBOO. So you can come down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue if you would like. Take a tour of the station. Come say hi to me and Leanne. We're sitting here listening to this amazing programming.
And if you call during the Bread and Roses show, it's a matching period. Some very generous, anonymous, mysterious donor made a nice offer to match the next $250 that we get in the next half hour. Yeah. Please call 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm. Double your gift.
Yes, double the impact that you can make today for community radio. And also for your $60 pledge, you can get a copy of this amazing magazine that these women have been talking about. I'm excited to read it, and you should be too. So give us a call with your $60 donation. You can get a copy of Lifestyles Unlubricated. We want to hear from you. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. And now back to you, Delphine.
And Pamela.
Well, you know, it's the first day, so it's okay.
It's a great first day.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to... We kind of left off kind of a good point where I really need to know more. Just because we're talking about Lifestyles Unlubricated and how you're putting true stories in there, and what's been going on for you in dating, and then what's going to happen after. So it's out, the art is out, and then you're going to experience more dating, and then it creates what, more art, more of the zine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've talked about like how to follow this up, because we do want to do another volume, and whether it's like volume 1.5 or volume 2 or something.
We have volume 1.5 that we want to do, and a volume 2.
But I think that it would be really kind of interesting to see the male perspective of this, and we're not quite sure what that would look like yet. But yeah, I was sort of thinking about it the other day, and the fact that this thing is out now, and now it's just like, I don't know what kind of reaction we're going to get. Like, I never ever thought about that, or how I'm going to react to maybe... you know, if someone figures out that they're part of what I wrote. But, you know, that's just like what I signed up for.
You can always deny it.
Yeah.
No, it was the other guy that did that thing to me. That was totally obscure.
Yeah. It's not you at
it's
all.
Not, it's not you, it's me. I think that like one of the things that happened when writing this was this acceptance. And it was for us as like the inventors of this project, but also for all of the writers. I mean, everybody really had to accept the fact that this was going out there. We're printing 100 copies, and we're putting it out into the world, and we're going on the radio, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to blog it, and we're going to Facebook it. We're going to social media the boop out of this. And that's what it's about. I mean, it's about talking about it.
It's the conversation that comes with it.
Absolutely. I mean, the conversation is how it was born. The whole zine is conversational, and then obviously that's the life that it lives in. I mean, that's like the world after. The hope is that people buy it, like it, talk about it with their friends, give it to their friends, they talk about it with their other friends, and so on and so forth. But I think that, accepting the fact that I'm talking about really specific people, really specific relationships, and to quote a friend of all of ours, the more specific, the more universal. Like, everybody has been there. Everybody's had the bad date. Everybody's had the one that got away. Everybody's had somebody that they love that didn't love them back, or somebody that they, the opposite of that, whatever the opposite. whatever the opposite of that is. And mm-hmm. I think that it's just, yeah, it's supposed to be accessible to a lot of different audiences.
Mm-hmm.
That was tangential.
That's great. No, I mean, it's good to talk about what you've been through and to talk about it in a, well, it's not good writing unless it has the details, unless it really has that flavor of what it felt like that time, that space. And especially, so just getting into this one detail of one of the essays, a woman talks about this great, fulfilling sexual relationship, but she wasn't that impressed with what the partner had to offer outside the bedroom, so she ended it. So even though that happened, at one point she said about the relationship, even though it's intensely satisfying, I was stopping myself from saying I love you. In your opinion, are today's women being encouraged to compartmentalize feelings more and more often separately from sex? Is that being sex positive or simply aligning with oppressive sexist attitudes that men don't mix emotions and sex, so we have to emulate that?
This is something we were talking about before getting here. There's a lot of different sides to this coin. It's kind of a tricky, it's definitely not a coin. It's some kind of like weird.
It's like a round ball.
Yeah, like I'm not sure.
And we're just
going to
get into it.
But here's,
it's like a Rubik's
here's some
cube.
Parts of it. Here are some faceted parts of it.
Yeah.
One is that I don't know if it's society or if it's genetics. It's probably society. Women talk more, mm-hmm. confess more, bounce ideas off of each other more. Like we're always. Not necessarily gossiping, but sometimes. I mean, like,
you're talking it out.
I mean, we're always talking it out. So I think that, like, one part of this is that women want to say I love you. I mean, like, women, and men do too, I'm not, or anybody. I think that people in generally, women more probably because of society, want to confess these things.
Is it I love you or I love what you're doing to me?
I'm sure it's
or
all
I
parts
love
of that.
This?
I think it's all of the above.
I mean, I've definitely been there where I've been like, oh my God, I love you. And sometimes I do love that person, but sometimes I'm like, no, this is, I love this right now. Yeah. But I just think that, I don't think it's just women that are holding feelings back. I think that people have been hurt. I think there's vulnerability. I think that a lot of people put up walls because they don't want to deal with whatever it is, their baggage or their future. Or I also think that this is kind of like a weirdo rant, but we have like a disposable society right now, and there's planned obsolescence. Like Facebook is the friend thing, and I like products like iPhones or whatever breaking all the time. And I think that we generally think of things as disposable. And a lot of times that transfers to relationships. So people don't want to say, I love you. They don't want to commit. They have this kind of like fear of, I guess, commitment.
Yeah.
That comes from the way that we're structured with the things that we deal with. And I think that just kind of cycles down to how we deal with people as well.
I think, and because of like, a lot of the point of this zine was because we wanted to target Portland specifically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I know a lot of really great single women, myself included, but I feel like there's just like something about this sort of like non-committal, I don't have to be responsible for your feelings, mm-hmm. that trickles down not only from the male perspective, but then maybe into the female perspective, which I think can be hard for a lot of women because I'm not used to that. I want to express everything that I want to say. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I even feel like I fall prey to putting up so many walls and not, and I don't know if it's because of Portland or what, but it's, you know, I feel like a lot of women do that and I don't like it. I want to say everything that I want to say, no matter how ugly it is or how confessional or how meaningful it is. But sometimes whoever that is, they just can't handle it. And that's fine. But
yes, you would get in trouble for speaking your mind all the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, do we really speak our minds sometimes? I mean, I brought it up for... It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. But yet we have these card designers making cards. I'm not going to say it's for millennials or, you know, today's generation, things like, I like you, sorta, or other very vague declarations of familiarity and attraction without exposing vulnerability and just being really open. So in some ways, now that I think about it, can I love you be a radical act in today's dating scene? I mean, we're mm-hmm. saying like, okay, no, I don't want to get all sitting in my feelings, but if you want to be true to whatever the moment is, whatever that relationship is, can it be counterculture at this moment to say exactly how you feel, even if it is stronger than, I kind of don't hate you.
I'm just going to say it. I don't know what these cards are about, but I hate that. I hate the I like you sort of, I kind of don't really hate you. I just feel like, I don't know if I can say this. Can you say half-assed? I don't know.
That's fine.
I feel like it's just promoting this sort of like half-assed way of connecting with someone. And I think what a lot of us want is wholehearted connectedness. And I would never buy that card. I'll just say that.
Well, but we're so comfortable with ambivalence and gray area. We're so, I mean, in some ways we've been conditioned, that's too strong, but I just edited myself. That was too strong. But
I don't think it's too strong. I think you're right.
But we think now that to declare something is to be insensitive in some ways, to keep a whole part of the world out, which is I think that's one of the most significant or important things about this project, is that by printing something on paper, it's real.
Yeah, you can't deny that it's real.
Bits and bytes on the internet can get edited, and there's no evidence that something was there before.
Mm-hmm.
But this piece of paper, printed in black and white, is just as unerasable as it can be.
Yeah.
So it's an exercise in declaring something, whether or not it's I love you or it's just this moment happened.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also kind of pointing to the fact of like, yeah, everyone's afraid of rejection. No one likes it, you know, but I think that by having this way of publishing or putting it out there, it's almost kind of like, hey, we acknowledge that, you know what I mean? Everyone has gone through it. No one likes it. But
you need to experience.
But you got to experience it, because then
otherwise
how else you
don't
grow?
Know how to appreciate
the
other side of the coin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we are talking about lifestyles and lubricating. We are, we're going to be wrapping up in just a few minutes. But here is Leanne and Jackie, again, to remind you how important your contribution is to making KBOO and community radio alive and well for these kinds of conversations to happen.
What a deep conversation, Delphine, Pamela, your guests. I could have used this like 25 years ago. But get the zine, people.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is like intense, spilling it out. Women expressing what they want, not taking it back, what they're not going to settle for. It's what Bread and Roses does every Friday night.
Yes, indeed.
Get this zine and show your support for Bread and Roses at KBOO by calling 877-500-5266. That's 500 KBOO, or online, KBOO.fm. For $60, you can get a copy of this zine, very lovingly put together, too. It has a ribbon around it. It's like the perfect book to read in the bathtub, and you can expand your consciousness.
Light some scented candles, relax, and read Lifestyles Unlubricated. For your Valentine's Day evening.
Read it to your partner.
Yeah. Get the conversation going.
I mean, it would lead to some very intense conversation, and that's what relationships are all about.
Yes.
Being fearless. I love how our guest said love is a radical act.
Yes.
So be radical. Show your love for your partner and show your love for KBOO. Now, please call us, 877-500-5266.
We have about 10 minutes left to double the impact of your donation. A generous anonymous donor has made a very amazing offer to match the next $250 in donations called in during Bread and Roses. So please double the impact of your gift by calling 877-500-5266 and donate right now, like John from Southeast Portland. Yay. Thank you, John, your wonderful donation. And Franny from Portland, thank you so much for your donation. We also had an amazing anonymous donor come in today and tour the station. So thank you, amazing anonymous donor. You know who you are. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And again, as Leanne said, you can get a copy of this amazing zine, Lifestyles Unlubricated, for your pledge of $60. We also have up to $300 in gift certificates to the Portland Saturday Market, as well as you can learn Tai Chi with the Taoist Tai Chi Society of the USA. You will learn up to 108 moves of Taoist Tai Chi set, and that's a lot. So everyone who calls in and donates will be entered in this sweepstakes. The drawing for that will be on the 25th of this month at 10 a.m. at KBOO Community Radio. You can be like the amazing anonymous donor and come in and make your donation in person. See us, shake our hands, know who we are. Come say hi to me and Leanne. We'll be around for a while here, chilling at the station. So come say hi at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. You can make your donation in person and add that nice little personal touch to it. If not, that's fine too. We'd love to hear your amazing voice, the wonderful voice of the people who power this radio station. So give us a call, 877-500-5266, and make your difference today. Double the impact of your donation now. Again, that matching offer will end at 7 p.m., so call now.
Call. Our phone answerers, Sam, Devin, Magenta Rex, are here to take your call, volunteering their time to speak with you, make that community connection. Magenta Rex, who will be answering phones for the next hour, wants you to know that you can download the Speciesism podcast on KBOO's website right now because it is World Love for Dolphins Day.
Yay.
That is just the kind of thing KBOO celebrates as important to life.
Oh, yes.
So call, talk to Magenta Rex, download this podcast, be part of KBOO and all that we celebrate. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm.
And back to the lovely ladies of Bread and Roses here on KBOO FM.
Thank you so much, Jackie and Leanne. You convinced me to donate, man. And thank you to all the people who have already donated. Lifestyles Unlubricated is an incredible, incredible zine, not just because of what it is, the content and the art, but also because of what we've been talking about in metaphorical ways, all that it represents. As we wrap up, let's talk a little bit. Do you think the zine is a documentation of the here and now of dating and sexuality as told by women today?
Yes.
Short answer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the point of it. And I mean, that's all it could have been. I think that we could have been like, and what was dating like in the 90s? But like, nobody remembers. I mean, or if you do, it's a little bit convoluted perhaps because it's been like 20 years. God, that makes me feel. Well, whatever. But I think that, yeah, if nothing else, that's exactly what this scene is. This is a documentation of real women talking about real exchanges that they've had in Portland. I think that if you could give it a bottom line, like, what is this bottom line and nothing else, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's context there. We've taken the time to write little introductions to each of these pieces that say who these women are, where they're coming from, and why this piece reflects this particular facet of Portland. They're not the end all be all, but they're representative of a slice.
Mm-hmm. Nicely said.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank you so much, Ali, Colleen, and Leslie, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks.
We are Bread and Roses, a collective of women-identified radio activists, and we would like to invite you to join us Pamela, just a word about your first experience with Bread and Roses.
Well, you know, it's definitely probably a better way that I wanted my cherry popped. For any kind of, at least I got to choose. Yes. I'm in red. I got the red lipstick.
Oh my God. So many great references.
You know, there's just a room full of women. It's really just a notch up, you know, just a step up from how, like, the first time was. It's fine. It was good. It was good.
Well, welcome again to the collective. We're looking forward to the shows that you will produce. Tune in next week. I will be hosting, co-hosting with Zoe Piliefas. We'll do a special on International Mother Language Day. We'll celebrate Indigenous languages and Native languages and mother tongues everywhere. We're going to leave you with a song. What's the song, Pamela?
Oh, it is a pretty good time for it. It's Jean Grey's It's Still a Love Song.
Ooh, have a good evening and good week, everyone.
Every Wednesday at the club, I'm famous for buying bottles at half price. Me and my girls that nice, relaxed life, dancing with half pints. Kissed many a mister, wasn't Mr. Right. That's okay, sister was looking for Mr. Tonight. Then he called me up a couple times. We exchanged a couple lines and I backtracked, repeat a couple times. When he hollered, hardly wasn't thinking, except I'm looking fresh like every ex. The attraction wasn't properly acting, and so I got down and it wasn't nothing. I kept on like my heart wasn't fretting, but I was hurting.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Please call 877-500-5266 to show your support for KBOO today. Breakfast was provided by Helzer's on Alberta, serving the community since 2004, using family recipes and local ingredients. Serving breakfast every day starting at 7 a.m., located at 1538 Northeast Alberta Street. Lunch was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast MLK Jr. Boulevard. Committed to using local and organic ingredients, breakfast served every day, all day, and lunch on weekdays. Dinner was provided by Pambiche, a Cuban restaurant serving Cuban Creole cuisine and Cuban cocktails, located at 2811 Northeast Gleason, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Hi, my name is Pauline.
And I'm her brother, Arnold.
Our mom volunteers at KBOO. She's just one of the 500 volunteers that keep the station running.
Thank you for listening to KBOO and supporting the station.
You are a member, right?
If you're listening to the station, you should be a member.
Remember, it's community radio, and you're part of the community.
It is.